cover anyway. We'll
Yeah,
cover
and
anyway. Yeah.
what did you? Yeah, that's cool. Do you want to just wing it, or did you want to talk about what you wanted to talk about today?
We'll just go wherever.
All right, sounds great. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
yeah,
By
why
the
not, eh?
way, before we start, I just want to let you know I want to send you some Organite, and it's been very hard to get things to Australia, but now I think it's working again. So, later, just email me your address.
All right, sure. Yeah, no
Yeah.
worries.
We'd like to share some with you.
Yeah. How's it going? It
It's.
like how does it go? Does it sell good?
Oh, you know what? We do pretty well. I mean, it's hit and miss. Like, there's times where tons of people want it, and then there's times where we don't hear from anybody for a week. But just basically just keeps us afloat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you hearing me okay? Because I have my mic off to the side a little bit. Does
No, it's
that
okay.
so I can? Okay, good. That way I can use my computer easily too.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do sort of have an affiliate program with the other one, but it doesn't really, nothing really happens with that.
I think that you have gotten us some attention in Australia because we sent two packages of Organite to Australia last week.
Oh, right. Yeah, it could be the podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, and now that it's working, and actually I know for a fact that this guy ordered my book there. He listens to your podcast, so because sometimes people email me, and so yeah, we're really thankful that you're getting the word out in Australia. And actually, the person I sent the book to, he emailed me. He's like, took a month to get there. These are the kind of issues we've been having. Things get really detained for a long time once they get there. So, I will send you something. It might take like a month, but that's sort of the way it's been going. That's why we actually didn't send to Australia for a while because of these kind. Well, because they wouldn't allow it first, and then because even when they did allow it, it still wasn't getting there very well. But we're trying again, so we'll get you some too.
No worries. No worries. Yeah, I think it should be a better now.
Hopefully. It did take a month, so he just got the book the other day, listening to our show last month, though.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, they do that because podcasts go on that RS feed. You don't really know where they go and how long it takes. It's just it's only a guess.
Yeah.
But I'd say it goes out there quite a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
Once it they hit iTunes and they hit all the podcasting channels, but they just keep going and going, so people contact you months, even a year later.
That's
It's
very
like,
cool. Yeah, I found
what is
out about
this?
you from somebody from Canada, so
It's
it's worldwide.
weird. Yeah, it's a slow motion wave, just rolls through. We're not big alternative media here. With big we're not the big Alex Jones people, we're just
Thank
guys here
goodness
on
for that.
the
Yeah, thank goodness
ground.
for that.
All right. Yeah, I do this all myself. I'm alone doing it, so I do it all myself. But it's just one of those things. I'm glad I did create the RS feed because does all the work for you. That's a nice thing. And obviously some of the BitChute in that growing as well, which is good.
Very cool.
Some people still copying the shadow banning and stuff. Which is a pain, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're getting so good at it, you don't even know that you're being shadow banned. But I've tried to make the website not only completely secure and not hackable, but also a more personal thing to bring everybody there,
Yeah.
other than creating too much social media because it's can be a bit of a nightmare. But yeah, you
Yeah.
will get that. You will get that. It's they just roll out there, and sometimes people just find them and they're like, what's this one? And they listen and they enjoy it and they contact through. So I know other folks we speak to here get the books and stuff, selling some books and things. So it's good. It's
Yeah.
good.
Cool.
All right. We'll get going today, and you just have a little bit less time in this time frame, but I'll be looking at it around the hour and a bit.
That's actually perfect, I think, for this
Yeah, they're good.
information. I think more than that, honestly, it's too much for people. but for this topic, I mean, you know, it's a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's, yeah, and it's good. And as I said, each month we just continue, you know, instead of trying to cram it all into one podcast and having a million and one guests in. I only really connect with people that I trust now and that I enjoy talking with, and we just progress forward, you know, and we just get,
well, I appreciate
and there's
it.
Always, there's always stuff to talk about every month. You've got lots of stuff going on, and I know the listeners look forward to it because it's like evolving. It's like it makes it a more personal podcasting, I think, because people get used to the guests and they trust them, and we just keep plugging in, and there's always different stuff to cover, and people look forward to them. So
very cool.
I think it's a good concept. Yeah,
I appreciate
people,
it.
A lot of people don't get back to you anyway. A lot of people are just too busy, and it's a bit weird out there. And I don't know
it's weird out there. And you know what? A lot of people, they're not getting their emails. People don't understand that they like to send people like us right into junk mail. So
that's right.
They got to look there.
That's right. And as you know, a lot of the truthers in the big truther community, you know, they're shills and weirdos, and a lot of weird stuff going on there as well, as you know. And, you know, and they won't talk to us anyway.
That's true.
I don't mind. That's okay. Mm-hmm. We just plod along. All right. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So, you know, each month we just, I'll let you get this material out today. And if you're ready to go, we can start.
Well, yeah, let's just kind of wing it. I mean, it's, you know, there's not a huge piece of news to say. It's just a general overall thing that's been going on.
Good.
All right.
All right. It's Wednesday, the 28th of September here in Sydney, Australia. It's the Kraz Files podcast with Adam and author researcher Sharon Daffner plugging in with me today from California. And for our monthly chat, where we break down Sharon's work and her movements, and we try to take a look at this matrix-like system around us as it kind of decodes and crumbles and falls away, and more people start to see what's going on here. Very insane times indeed, but special times, I think, as well, as we work together to break all this down. More awareness now than ever. So unbelievable, incredible times, and good to have Sharon on here with me, real independent media and podcasting here in Sydney, Australia. Everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com. Enjoy, contact me through there. Lots going up indeed. I'm doing the Night Watch podcast in the weeknights when I'm not on with guests to cover all of the latest and everything that I'm seeing, and go through that and offer my two cents and just keep my thoughts rolling and conversations going, which is important to do so. And I know listeners enjoy that. And thanks to my members as well. That cup of coffee a month just helps me to continue. Expenses are a bit more this year with the websites and keeping that up and running. So you can also support me over on there. I don't sell anything. I don't have any pop-ups. I don't have anything. I just do it myself. So, you know, members help me to continue here greatly. And there is a members area on the website as well, with chat room and things like that. So keeping very busy, and it's an active website, and lots of people commenting. We're over on Telegram as well, and BitChute and some of those, if you want to check those out. And I always put Sharon's info in with the podcast description, and Sharon's book is also up in the recommended book scroller there on the Kraz Files website. If you want to take a look at that book and purchase or contact Sharon for anything about that book, or you're not sure, whatever, Sharon's also going to tell us today at some point as well about her website and Organite, and what you can buy these products and ship to Australia as well. It's really exciting, and this is a constant theme to talk about these amazing products. Kind of like a Sharon, like a Band-Aid for the world, isn't it? Almost, you know, it's like a healing mechanism that we can all sort of use now. Something that people can actually do now, rather than kind of standing around thinking, what the hell do we do? You know, how do I help? And you know, getting these books and products And that starts the process anyway, the healing process. And the weather, Sharon, unbelievable here in Australia. We're in for some incredible rain events. Anyway, it's I mean, it's absolutely beautiful today. Amazing.
Here too, it's absolutely phenomenal today.
Isn't it beautiful when you get, like, it's been raining here all night. I was up last night just finishing a podcast, and it was just, the rain was so intense and heavy. You could hardly hear yourself think. And I got up this morning, and there's actual sort of nice real clouds sort of there, and the sky's blue, and it's cool. And, you know, it's, everything's wet, and it's just that freshness in the air. I like that. Just wash sort of everything away there through the night. But apparently I'm being told that we've got some extreme weather events coming, you know, into next week, a whole week. And they're actually saying the entire country of Australia, there's not really one place that won't get hit with this. It's going to be, they're calling it an incredible sort of rain event. So, but as you know, the media are spinning everything, and the global warming nut jobs are out there being fruitcakes, you know, and they're trying to spin all this weird stuff. And the truthers are there saying it's the chemtrails, and they're spraying us, and they're going to kill us, and they're spraying us like bugs, run for the hills. And this guy, that guy's saying this, and this guy's saying that, and they're saying this. Well, you know, I understand
truthers.
That. I understand, but I've walked out to a pretty special day today, so I'll take that. I'm not dead. I don't know. I'm just going along, but it's incredible times. How are you anyway after that rant for myself? How are you going?
Oh, it's right back at you. It's great over here. Beautiful skies, beautiful weather. It's nice, you know. This is like the feel good show all of a sudden, because every other part of the media is just like gloom and doom. And but if you look at it, Organite really has done a lot. And it's more than just a Band-Aid. I would say it's like a colonic. It's like a deep purge for the world. I mean, it gets the parasites out. So not just healing on the surface, but a deep healing from within. So what we're seeing is this incredible improvement in the climate worldwide. See all this media that says climate change and it's getting hotter and drier and all this. This is just like, it's a delusion. And that is how the media works. It's run by this parasitic control structure. So they don't like what's happening right now. They can't live with it. It makes us happy. It makes the food grow. It makes the rivers flow. So they're freaking out because they can't feed on that. They need us to be impoverished, needy. They need scarcity. So they're trying to withhold these certain things from us, like rain, you know, basic things. They want to withhold it, but they literally can't, because Orgone energy is so powerful. You're seeing the results in Australia. We're seeing the results in the whole U.S. It's just, it's amazing how the climate has restored and improved. And yeah, meanwhile, you'll look at the news headlines, climate disaster, and the world is burning up. But if you look at who's saying it, it's the very parasites we're fighting. Their world is burning up. Their world is ending. That's what's been going on here.
Yeah. Again, we're seeing quite a lot of video and images going up from certain areas that look like they're about to get hit with quite a lot of rain. And you're seeing a lot of these so-called chemtrails being put up there, and lines in the sky, and weirdness. And
not
people
much,
are saying,
not
look
much.
At that, you know? Yeah, not
no,
too much.
Not much.
I'm not here. And I'm not in those areas. I'm just seeing the footage people are putting up. But a lot of people have said that. Yeah, it's been really surprising lately. What's going on? Because they're not seem to be doing that. But other areas seem to be a little bit. So
I can explain that actually. The reason that you see it now, this is a computer program that runs. So when people think that they're spraying this place with chemtrails this day, they're not spraying this place this day, and it's, first of all, we don't know what that material up there is. They say spraying because the government, that's a government narrative, spraying. The mainstream media has even caught on to this. When you see these mainstream media articles about geoengineering, putting stuff stuff in the atmosphere to stop global warming. This is all what they want us to think. They wouldn't put it out there if they were trying to cover it up. This is mainstream now, as far as that whole anti-geoengineering movement. That has been so publicized over the years to get us into this frame of mind of this physical world reality, and there's somebody up there. You see something, so there must be something physical they're putting on us, and that's then the narrative we've been taught about this energetic war. In reality, the chemtrails, if that's what you want to call them, you know, I used to use that word more, and it's funny. It's in my book a bunch, too, but the way I use it is a little different because I use it knowing that we don't really know what they are, but they are up there, and they we'll call them chemtrails, and they are constant. They are worldwide. There's no place that's exempt, but when you increase orgone energy in an area, you will see the trails break. And the more you increase the orgone, you'll see days with fewer trails. Eventually, you'll see many days with no trails. And eventually, this is where we're at now. When you go really, really far with it, you get to the point where you don't even see planes. So it's a progression. For us, it's taken 8 years. We've been gifting on a major scale for 8 years. And now we've gotten to the point where not only that the trail's clear, but most days they're not there at all. And even more often, there are no planes at all. I mean, it's really been a transformation. So I think the adjustment and thinking we need to make is we need to understand that those planes we see with our eyes, what we're seeing up there, isn't really what's happening. That's a show. We're being given something to look at, and we're being told by the media what it is. And we're being told from all sides, mainstream, alternative, you name it. So take that all with a grain of salt and know that it's ending because of orgone energy.
Yeah, it gets good too for our new listeners. As we were talking about before we started, people are plugging in all over at some points and hear the podcast, and some people are on board and following. Some people are just starting and might not know about this work or your book and things like that. And others are well more advanced. So, you know, I always try to include this all the time, you know, there's no ego here with any of us. We just move forward and we try to get the information out to people as much as we can. And so it's good for you just, you know, in the podcast that we do just for those, new people coming in, just to explain a few little things and bits and pieces. I'll get you just to run through quickly this energetic war and what you mean there for folks. And, I was just talking to someone about this yesterday, a lady, and about the weather and everything, and they were quick Christians. And I was saying, you know, like we were talking about on the podcast, that they're creating, they want to, through the media, create this hot burning earth, you know, to get into your subconscious, into your psyche. And so we create that kind of thing, and everything's burning, and this is what hell is. I said, if you're a Christian, you believe in hell. They want to create a hellish realm on this planet. That's why the media go berserk and they lie about everything when you look at the weather. We're being told that the planet's warming, and all these people are going and running and supporting all these greens and global warming nuts because they want to stop global warming, which is global, what is it, climate change now. I mean, what a ridiculous saying that the climate changes every day. It's changed today again. It was raining last night, and today it's pretty sunny. I'm sure at lunch it's going to be warm, and then it'll be cooler later. The climate changes. That's how they con you. See, they've changed it to climate change, which is ridiculous. It doesn't mean anything. But I said, wouldn't you feel that if we're getting a lot of rain, even though it does disrupt people's lives, and you know, and the media show you these rivers in Pakistan or wherever, and there's flooding going on and houses are washing in the river, they're trying to make you scared. But wouldn't you assume, looking around you at the beautiful place around you now and all the rain, that is a good thing? Don't you feel like it's kind of cleansing? And they did see my point of view there. They started to see it, that the media tried to create that in our subconscious mindset, that it's this bat. They want that because that's what hell would be. They want everything burning and on fire and dry, and they want you to be scared of that. And so, yeah, as we change, you know, our vibrational sort of frequencies as well, and we start to look into this, that changes things very quickly as well. But that's what I was just talking to them, and they kind of understood there, that this is kind of a great cleansing when we do get so much rain. It has been an incredible year already. Talk about that a little bit, and which we have anyway. I'm just bringing people up to speed, but the energetic war part of your book.
Oh, absolutely. That is correct, that our mindset is influencing the world around us. Our psyche influences the weather and our intentions as well. that's why we're able to reverse these effects. But yeah, the media is just hammering in this message, and they do want us to mentally manifest it. That is the energetic part of it, is we are dealing with a war between two energies. Some people say it's a war for your mind, or, you know, like the InfoWars thing, that's a war for your mind. There actually is a war for your mind. That's the funny thing about it. It's not done just through media, though. It's done through energies, and they inundate the world with deadly radiation through these EMF devices that people take in their lives, smartphones and wireless internet in the home. There's your transmitter in the house, and outside of the house, there's an antenna arrays. There's towers everywhere that transmit. So you've got the outside stuff transmitting inside. Your house is full of it, and you absorb the radiation. Not just the information that the waves carry, but the radiation itself alters you. However, you don't have to do that. You can say no to that stuff, and you'd be surprised at how well you'll feel, because distance is your friend. I mean, if you don't have it in your house, then you've done great. But that's how they erode your mind, through the programming. Yeah, that's a hot, dry world. Or they're saying, they're trying to train us for war and just all kinds of negative things that they want us to think about constantly. And then they do manipulative things, like they'll put out an article about the biggest mansion on this island being sold. And then right below it, there's the thing about how, you know, the food stamp program is renewing now, and just get your paperwork in. So they are definitely trying to make people feel like the scarcity, this lack, this need, our needs aren't being fulfilled, water scarcity, you name it. That's the agenda, to program the mind. But it's also being done through changing the mind mechanically with energy, so that these thoughts become more easily implanted. What we do with Orgonite is reverse that. The orgone energy neutralizes the EMF, but that's still not enough. You still have to work on your mind. You still have to disengage from negative programming and use the energy of the Orgonite to strengthen yourself, improve your health, and then you can become a healer of the world. So we do have to actually do both. We have to heal ourselves, remove the negative influences, as well as physical toxins, both energetic and things that we take in from food and drink. And we need to cleanse ourselves so that we can cleanse our world. It all works together. So that's how we use the Orgonite. And we gift it into the environment to help in places, you know, all over. We've done thousands of miles all over the Western U.S. And it neutralizes the energy in different places so that whoever's there has a little less bombardment, and their weather improves too, and their air improves. It just does it all together at the same time.
That's right, yeah. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? This mind war. There's a war on for your mind.
Absolutely.
They kind of got a good slogan there, don't they?
They do, wars. Except that they're part of the war on the mind, unfortunately. And that's the problem with the alt media, is it's just another branch of the mainstream. It's all fear-mongering. And to create a negative mindset, to also create a feeling of helplessness, you know, besides that scarcity and all that. Mm. When we start to feel helpless, what can we do? Nothing. They say, well, you can protest. Well, what good does that do? You can write to your representative. What good does that do? All this stuff that doesn't help at all. What you can do is take matters into your own hands and just bypass the whole system and get out there and gift Orgonite. And actually, my website teaches how to. It teaches you how to make them and how to gift them. So you can get them from us and support our work, but you can also learn to make your own and really go for it. So I highly recommend checking it out, especially the Orgone Energy section. The website's thekembo.com. And there's videos there on how to make your own Orgonite. And there's all kinds of stuff to read, like on how to gift effectively and efficiently and safely and things like that.
That's right. A listener, I'm sure, contacted me about the last show and was saying that they used to get the metal shavings very easily and cheap, you know, all the time. And it's harder and harder now to get those.
Orgonite's becoming popular. Actually, that's good news in a way, because Orgonite's becoming very popular. Mm. And there are a lot of people who are now selling the metal shavings online, and they do inflate the price. So if you want to get them at a good price, find a local metal shop that cuts metal for people, and they'll give you the waste product, and they don't charge very much for it. If you're lucky, you can get it for free. We got a place that we pay for it, but it's not horribly expensive to get aluminum. Brass and copper are quite expensive, but aluminum really is the main thing you need to make tower busters. It's the easiest, cheapest, lightest metal, and tower busters do not need to be fancy, and all metals work the same. I know people say, oh, aluminum's no good, or they're all the same. They're all, once they're in that resin and they're working and they're just energy providers, they carry the orgone energy, and you have so much of, they have crystalline structures, and there's so much of them in that resin. They're all like little antennas operating, and the resin squeezes on them and activates their piezoelectric properties. So you have just incredible amounts of energy coming out. So aluminum, steel, brass, like I said, aluminum is very cheap. Another one that you can get for free, and it's always free, is iron filings. So if you want to make stuff using fine black iron filings, those work too, and brake shops will give them to you. They come off of they're a waste product of brakes for cars. But the brass shavings, you can get them from someone who makes keys. Sometimes you can get them for free. Sometimes you could pay for them. I think it's worth it. You know, just don't get ripped off. Brass should be like $6 a pound, tops. So then people on eBay and Etsy charge a lot more.
Yeah, I remember spending time in South America, and I was in Chile, and they have a massive, copper industry there. Coming from the north, I think, and when you go to the markets, they sell all this beautiful copper. I wanted to buy it all these beautiful things you can buy, and stuff is just such a nice thing to have around. They put it into some of the clothing and bedding and things now, which is really nice. I love copper, but
copper's,
as you said,
great.
It's a little bit more expensive, but it just looks beautiful, doesn't it? The color
it's
of it,
it's gorgeous.
That, yeah.
And it also has energetic properties.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They make like all sorts of things to put around the house and stuff. It's just really nice.
Yeah, copper is great. The tensor rings are made out of copper. This guy named Slim Sperling discovered that, and he makes these rings of copper. He's deceased now, but there's other people who do it. There's this, it's Brian Besko. He does that. There's a few people out there that make these rings, these tensor rings, and the copper itself conducts in the way that they're wound together, and then they're bound at one end again, that it's a complete circuit, and I'm not exactly sure how the tensor rings work. They work similarly to orgonite, and that's one great use for copper. We put it in our orgonite. We make coils with it to help to send that energy out, to help the negative ions be released from the orgonite, and it is beautiful. It's also used in shielding. We have an EMF canopy. My husband and I sleep in an EMF canopy, so we're surrounded and safe. We have a practically no EMF environment when we sleep. And there's copper and silver woven into that shielding. So, yeah, many great uses for this metal. Yeah, and so we do include that in all of our orgonite has a copper coil.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And just looking at the mind war that you were talking about there before. It's a common theme that we chat about here, and trying to cover as much as we can this war on for our minds. And it's been amazing the last couple of years anyway, what we've seen on the back of the whole COVID psyop and the fear and everything and what the media do. And we've sort of been chatting a lot about this, how it's amazing. There's nothing really there, is there? Once you're awake and aware to it, when they make people scared and fearful, and this happens in enough, in big numbers, people create that fear around them, and it really must appear real to them, when you believe something so much, and the amount of fear and propaganda and stuff and doubt and all the dreadful words to do with fear, the media used them. And I was covering this on many shows, just picking up any paper or digital online newspaper from here. And you read through their headlines, and there's one fear word in every single headline, whether it's kill or murder or death or fear or scared or something. And most of the headlines, you click it and then you read the article. It's nothing to do with that. It could be any shock. I couldn't find one. It's in all their headlines.
That's funny.
And you look at the content they're coming out. The biggest, the most popular show now in Australia on Australian Netflix is the show about Jeffrey Dahmer.
This, oh God!
Cannibal guy that used to eat people in
milk. They love cannibalism. That's huge with them.
That's right. This is a new Netflix show on this guy with the glasses that went around and killed all those homosexual men and had the meat in his apartment. And I mean, this is gruesome. stuff, and people and they say that I'm hooked. You know, I can't get enough. It's like a soap opera for them. How people want fear and death and horror. It's like they're not comfortable. I don't know why that is, but it's not just enough that the, you know, the media pump this out. And as you said, you know, the alternative media pump it out as well. And everywhere you look, they pump it out. And there's a lot of fear anyway, but people will go back and want it and ask for it through this content and movies and programs where they're watching this terrible stuff. You know, it doesn't bother me. It reflects off me because I'm so aware of it now. I'm just bringing that up because it's just so incredible that people kind of will pay for a subscription service to sit down there at night and watch this, even with their loved ones, about this terrible stuff, man. These psyops with these so-called serial killers, and it's all a psyop as well to push that fear out into the public. All of that going right back, you know. And so it is amazing to me, yeah, how they slowly induce the masses of the world. It's almost like a constant drip feed of this fear mongering, and then we ourselves, not you and I and our listeners, but people in general, the masses, they take that up and they live with that fear and in their day-to-day lives, and they create it all around them. What if we were to change that, you know, and we get rid of that fear and we start thinking the complete opposite? Because if this is not working, Sharon, then the opposite would have to work, wouldn't it?
Well, it does.
Yeah, it does. So how can we get people to start thinking in a better and more positive, loving state?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a hard one, isn't it? But we can just get the conversation rolling, because as you said, it's not just fear. It's not just, doing the organoids and the gifting and all of this stuff, but it also comes right down to our mindsets and how we think, just how you see the world and how you get up every day. If you get up negative, everything's going to go wrong for me today. I'm just negative. Damn this world. And you go out, you're going to miss the buses. Someone's going to drive past you. A puddle of mud's going to go all over you. And the machines won't work. Everything's going to go against you. But then when you're
positive, that's why I don't leave the house.
It's crazy. I get negative too. I do. You know, I get negative out there sometimes and everything falls apart on you, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing how our minds work and create the world around us.
That's so true. And there are these days where it's just like that for everyone, if you noticed. And it's always those DOR days when the radiation is bad and the sky is flat and ugly. And then on the pretty days with the puffy clouds and the blue sky, you'll notice people feeling better too. So one thing that we can do, I know you can't convince anyone of anything. I've long since given up on that idea, but you can actually gift Organite to them to help them. And if they're not open to Organite, you could just hide one in the bushes, and I'm not kidding. Or you can give it to them and not tell them what it does. Just say, here's a nice paperweight for your desk. I made it myself. You know, something like that. Because it actually does help people, even if they don't know that they're being helped. So that's one way that you can kind of at least reduce the energy that's coming at them, the DOR, that's the deadly radiation that they're being bombarded with. Anyone who's using a smartphone is being bombarded with deadly radiation. Anybody who has wireless internet in their house, same thing. I have some tips on my website on how to not have those things and still live a normal life. So you could check that out. It's called Hardwire Your Home. But yeah, that's hard for people. But that is really the key, is to reduce the deadly radiation. But for people who won't do it, you know, everyone's got their family members who say, oh, that's a bunch of, you know, new age, you know, nonsense, or that's not scientific, although it is. You can just give them a piece of Organite, or you can hide one out in their yard, you know. And so what we do for whole communities of people we don't know, when we gift, we're not just restoring the weather. Because that's something that we've talked about in the past, is the cell tower arrays are disrupting the weather, and the Organite sets it back to normal again. But we're also helping the people who live nearby. So everywhere we put Organite, everyone who lives and works around that piece of Organite we put there is having at least a reduction in that impact that you're talking about from the negative media. There's at least a reduction in that. Their minds are a little clearer because the energy is a little safer, and maybe they'll even make a different decision because of that. You never know the small ways that this can start to set the wheels in motion towards somebody else's conscious development. So at the very least, we give them a little relief from the EMF. Less cancer, you know, better weather, things that we can see happening when we neutralize EMF. So at least we're helping them in a way. They don't know it, but it's going to increase their consciousness in the long run.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And we've discussed it a lot on the previous podcast anyway. And folks want to go back and listen to our first one and move forward. And up till now, you discussed that work a lot. There was you were also mentioning before we started, there was a little bit of information you wanted to cover today, just if you wanted to go over.
Well, pretty much we've been going over it just in terms of the weather. It's just been absolutely mm-hmm. phenomenal. There is some crazy weather, too. You know, there's a hurricane about to hit the East Coast around Florida, and we're hoping everything's going to be okay. The contact I have in Georgia, who's a major Organite gifter out there, says so far they're not having it yet. Blue skies and nice clouds. I'm hoping that all the Organite gifting will help to calm that storm a little bit because that also helps with that. The hurricanes are a result of this extreme amount of DOR from the cell towers suddenly being attenuated or turned off. I am seeing that evidence that they have the ability to suddenly remove the deadly radiation source to create a sudden storm. Because ultimately, when we gift Organite, we are doing that. We're removing the deadly radiation and allowing rain. If you do too much at once, it can create flooding and very heavy rain. So when a hurricane happens, the evidence points to a very, very sudden OR shift. We haven't put out Organite on that scale. So this shift would be happening due to something else suddenly attenuating the towers. So they could actually be turned off. The towers are weather weaponry, after all. So that's what's happening there. There's been a lot of Organite gifting in that area. So when the towers are already neutralized, they can't be suddenly powered up and powered down. That effect is taken away. So we're hoping for not a catastrophic hurricane in that area. Some of the weather that's been happening since the summer gifting we did in Utah has been catastrophic, a lot of flooding. And of course, that's painted negatively by the media. Flooding is a result of this healing process of the world as the rain has increased again. The problem is the infrastructure has been set up for a dry world. No one is ready to acknowledge climate change. The people who are calling us climate change deniers are, in fact, the climate change deniers. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy. It's all backwards. But what's been going on here has been just generally a huge increase in rain in California, too. A lot of rain locally. We had a hurricane just south of us in Mexico that turned into a tropical storm. And a couple of weeks ago, we were hit with that. And that was incredible. We got so much rain in Southern California, which is very unusual for September. And following the hurricane, there was even more that was not hurricane related. And we even had rain in the last week. We had rain just 2 days ago, a heavy downpour here in the mountains, not in the forecast. And just blips on the radar. You have to look for it. So, yeah, that's what's been going on is an increase in rain, tremendous increase, healing of the planet, and these hurricanes and cyclones and, you know, big tornadoes around the world, too, as the planet heals and purges all of that. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. But that's just a sort of a general thing. You know, it's everywhere. Sounds like you guys, too. Mm. You're also having the heavy rain.
Yeah, yeah, they're talking about a super volcano in New Zealand as well.
Oh, okay, so now they're all, okay. When they're talking about, see, now I know you guys need to put some earth pipes into the ground. They talk natural disaster a lot. Mm. And they do it worldwide. There's more and more earthquakes, more and more articles about earthquakes, volcanoes. This is the geopathic stress. The earth is changing right now, like big time. The climate's changing, the world is changing. It's all because of the removal of the parasites. And as they go kicking and screaming, they're going to tell us this world is burning up because they're burning up. They can't handle the life force energy. They're the opposite of us. They're etheric parasites. And these volcanoes and things, that's them trying to agitate the earth. You know, I think that they're still using whatever energetic weaponry they can to try to generate these things. But as you've noticed, they have been less over the years, less earthquakes and natural disasters. But yeah, that is part of the war, too. The energetic war involves within the earth. That's why we make earth pipes. We actually started making the earth pipes. We've made them before. We're going to make more of them, and we're going to finally offer them in our store because you can hammer the earth pipe into the earth, It's organite for the earth, and it directs the energy inward. So you can use it to heal fault lines. You guys could use it out there. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we need in volcanic areas. We're about to send a couple to Hawaii, and you know that's what's needed inside the earth. The main thing we need is to neutralize the towers, but then we do need to secondarily get in the earth with this stuff and take care of the ley lines.
Yeah. I got to just to move on with the towers themselves, but I think, you know, the whole last couple of years with the COVID-19 drama and the lockdowns and everything, this really proves, you know, that the system itself is just it's just an absolute scam, because the last couple of years has been nothing. All they've done, with the lockdown, it's all been about get your jabs, there's a virus, nothing else happened. Like, there was no other news anywhere on planet Earth other than get your jabs and there's a virus. And now, like, now that they roll that back, now there's wars in Russia and Ukraine, and there's super volcanoes, and there's droughts, and there's this, and there's a million and one things. And now all the human conditions and diseases are back again when that all disappeared. Everything just got sucked away and disappeared, and it was just all COVID and get your jabs, and there's a virus for 2 years, and now all the human dramas are starting up again. The TV got turned back on again, you know? And that proves that they can just shut things off and tell you this for 2 years and then turn it back on and tell you all this again. It's just, the whole thing's just an absolute game.
Huh? Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of funny that you mentioned all the other news went away. That's the kind of stuff, they've always used that kind of news, right? Natural disasters, wars. And yeah, the disease took over for 2 years. And in fact, for me and for many other people, 2020 was basically a lost year. But you know, the reason that everything went away during that time is because of the computer virus. And that was what was really going on. COVID is really COMPVID, computer virus 19. The AI, the ones I'm talking about, the parasites that run this world, they're AI. They're not human. They're from another dimension, and they're here. They terraformed this place so they could be here, made us miserable to feed off of us, and just like suck the resources of this world. But now that we're starting to turn that energy on them, they're suffering. And what ended up happening, and this is what my next book is focusing on. It's very difficult to write because the story is unfolding currently, but they're dying out, and they got a virus, and it's a computer virus. This is caused by, this happened right after we gifted Silicon Valley. We didn't leave one stone unturned there either. We went in and we got every tower in the San Jose area and all the outlying cities. We just went crazy for like 3 days straight, just zigzagging across the place with our map. We mark the maps so we know exactly where we went. That's the nexus of all the AI, is Silicon Valley, California. And we went in there, and it was very, very shortly after that, literally the next month after we did that, that the Johns Hopkins University had that meeting about how we're going to plan COVID. They say it was just an exercise, but they were basically planning a SARS-CoV-2 outbreak exercise 1 month after this. And then they rolled it out early in 2020. They started rolling that out. But what it was a big cover up. This disease, I mean, diseases are there all the time. There's always some kind of terrible flu, and they say it comes from China, and a bunch of people get it, and then they, you know, then it's done and you don't think about it anymore. There was Ebola years ago. There's all of these things. But this one, they had to make a big deal out of it. Whether it was real or not, if it was just a flu or if it was what they said, they had to blow it out of proportion as a cover-up for their system failure. They were having massive problems within the AI system in late 2019. There was a banking glitch that the economists still don't know exactly what it was that happened in September of 2019. The whole system is run by banks. They're behind every government. They're the financiers of every government. There was a terrible thing that happened to their system. It is connected with organite gifting. It is connected with people taking back their consciousness. The AI needs us to feed. They need us connected in. And this is what's been breaking down. So it is actually computer virus 19. It started in late 2019, and COVID, the human equivalent, is just a big cover-up. There's even a World Economic Forum video about this computer virus, and they admit it. I mean, you have to listen to it and read between the lines. They're basically admitting that they have a systems failure. But meanwhile, they let us think it was us with the virus. So they wanted us locked down while they tried to fix whatever was wrong with it. Slow down commerce, shut down business. There's a banking error. There's major glitches. We got to fix this or at least put a Band-Aid on it. Now they finally got it patched up and they're letting things start up again. And that's all it is. It's just patched up. The virus is still there. The system will still collapse at some point. We don't know when. But that's why they keep COVID in the news on the back burner. So when that happens and they have another major glitch due to this virus, they could bring COVID back, shut us down again, try to fix it again.
I was looking at something like this the other night, actually. And we kind of, well, we have been living in a almost computer generated artificial reality almost, haven't we? For the mind anyway, you know? And yep. I was talking about these photographers, you know, these guys who take the photos for at night above cities, and it looks like a motherboard, you know, and you look at how everybody lives in this artificial kind of constructed reality. So it is like the Matrix to me.
And the mind too.
For the mind, yeah. They get you in the mind. Yeah, that's what we were saying before.
Because that energy, you're part of the circuit. See, that's what I was saying about there's the tower grid outside your home. People focus on that. But in your home, there's the stuff receiving it, the cell phone and the wireless internet. And then there's you receiving it inside your own body and mind. You are part of the circuit board. You are part of the circuitry. What we need to do is unplug. I have done that. My husband and I both, we gave up the Wi-Fi in 2014. We gave up the cell phones in 2016. So we've been really separate from it for a long time. And we moved into the mountains. So there's actually a cell tower like I could see from my house. But it's more than a quarter mile away. It has been neutralized by us. And, you know, they're everywhere. You can't do much about those other than neutralize them with Orgonite. But take it out of your home and disconnect yourself from the circuit, and then you can really see. But you'll start seeing everything when you do that. And you might be overwhelmed at how much you didn't see about reality. Like, you think you know now that things are weird? Wait till you disconnect how weird it gets. We have been living an artificially generated reality. And they have a virus, and they want to take us down with them. We can't let them do that. They need to slow us down because their system's not working. We can't let them do that. We need to disconnect from them and let them die. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make sense, does it? The whole shutting the world and the lockdown and making people go inside.
They're hiding something from us.
Yeah, it's weird. I know the towers went in, like the 5G towers all around, but it's just such a strange thing that they're definitely trying to push ahead with a smart city kind of plans now, but I can't understand how it's going to translate, because most people don't want it. And, you know, like, we still live here like it's the 1980s. I mean, I think that in a large way, I mean, I know people have smart homes and they love their phones and tech and everything, but it's almost to me like the media system and this parasitic system we're talking about is always trying to spook us into making us believe that it has more technology and more invasive technology than it really does.
Right.
And I think that makes people scared, because we walk around thinking we're being tracked and traced and we're kind of spooked. I get that as well. I think, you know, Big Brother's watching you, but you are
being tracked. If you carry a smartphone, you're being tracked.
Yeah, that's right. You are, but you wouldn't I think don't it's carry that. One. You wouldn't think it's your phone. You're kind of looking around at cameras and looking around, but
right. They want you to think outside of yourself, but you're the one doing it to yourself. That's what I tell people. You can turn this off now. You can end it now.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's where we're going to move into a little bit, and how you are targeted through these devices. You're carrying that target system in your pocket and you're holding it, you know. And they can
don't
get
carry
you through
it.
That. They can get you through, through that. But no. I just mean sort of, I don't know, all around, I can't see. I can see how they're doing some things. I don't know. It just seems like they want to go for too much. They're really trying. It's going overboard now with the tech, and I just can't see. It doesn't seem to fit for me. We're not living in the dystopian future yet. It's still, still people live a pretty simple life, really, and I can't see how they're going to be able to get all this. But it seems like they're trying to go for too much, and we do have these conversations with people, and some people have different opinions. And I always say, do you think that this system is desperate and they're going for too much? Or do you think that, everything's going to perfectly plan and everything's working out for them? I think that it's not working. I think that it's the whole thing is glitching and falling apart. But some people think that it's going to plan, but not many. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I look around and I just think they're losing it. This system's losing it. But that's exactly an interesting concept, that there's a virus in there, and that's what COVID was, because the whole thing they did, it's like, yeah, they didn't want us to see something, and now they're opening back up. What?
And get this, they didn't want us to see their faces either. Have you ever noticed that politicians who are not human wear the biggest masks of all, and they don't want you to see what's going on with those clay faces of theirs, those like little wax figurine faces they've got on there.
Yeah, a lot of them were glitching or going weird.
Really?
Like, a lot of people were seeing that on TV around during the height when, they were locking people down. They were doing their announcements.
They were glitching.
They're putting the mask up, and it was just the whole thing was bizarre. And they got people playing them. Like, there's people playing. There's how many Joe Bidens are there, and how many Queens were there?
Well, they have to have a bunch of them.
There's heaps of them everywhere. You don't even know who's who. Yeah,
a little warehouse.
Yeah, they go and change, but it's weird. They got holograms and weird stuff going on. And I think the Queen died a long time ago. They just needed her to die on a specific date.
Because that makes sense.
I don't believe any of it, and even just general politicians, they're weird. They're all acting weird. They jump the ship now. The stuff they said didn't make sense. They were just trying to use the maximum hammer blow of fear, so people didn't kind of ask any questions and just stayed inside and did what they were told. And it's just weird. It's just so weird. Okay, all right. If you're gonna lock us down, and now you're going to open up the world again, then bring in your bloody AI artificial system and do it now, because I'm waiting. But
they
can't. I'm not seeing it.
They're screwed up. They're screwed up.
People are
time.
Already traveling overseas. I just spoke to people who went out near nothing. They came back into Sydney Airport, nothing. And I'm like, there's no new tech. I mean, did they want anything off you? Is there anything going on? No. What is it? Bring it on then. I'm waiting. Tell us.
Yeah. It was really just a diversion. It really was crazy. Just a way to keep us. Yeah, they wanted us not to see something for 2 years. Oh, it is coming back. Their system is not repaired. It is not going well for them. If they need to resort to Netflix shows about cannibalism, then it is not going well for them. But, you can just, be like me and my husband Gabe and just make Army Hammer jokes and just, laugh about it, because it's got to the point of just being ridiculous. They've gotten to the point where people are seeing it. I mean, yes, there are some dumb people who are watching the cannibal shows and think it's just, entertainment, but many, many people are not responding well to Netflix's new programming. I mean, they had this one that really was disgusting, which was about these little, it was like one of these pedophilia shows with these little girls in, skimpy outfit kind of shows. And it was called Cuties. But of course, this is the part that nobody wants to hear about. Those girls were all boys and they were put in girls' outfits. That's the part they don't, that's the part no one's ready for. They think, yeah, the media is doing this and telling us this and gender confusing us. It's even more confusing than But there's a lot of disgusting stuff. Like, that one got Netflix a lot of bad publicity, and a lot of people canceled their subscriptions because of that. So people are noticing. And, actually, there's a website I enjoy called Vigilant Citizen, and he analyzes everything in Hollywood. It's really good reporting. The one thing he does not see is that these people that he's saying are gender confusing us, it's even more confusing than he can see. He's not mentioning the ones that are transgendered, hiding the fact that they're transgendered, for literally portraying the opposite sex. So there's weird stuff going on in Hollywood. But yeah, that site is really good for reporting on that. And when you look, he'll post, let's say, a picture from their Twitter feed or something, and maybe they have a very overt Illuminati symbol in that picture. The people who comment on it, a lot of them know and criticize the celebrities now for being Illuminati pawns and stuff like that. So you'd be surprised, but people are starting to wake up because they're becoming so overt and like crazy with their agenda that people are starting to see it. Even with the weather, people are like, what are you talking about? Wildfire, it's been raining here, you know? Like, they're starting to notice that they're going berserk. Reality doesn't match what they report. These celebrities are promoting these horrible agendas and are confusing and just kind of screwing with our heads. So I think people are starting to wake up a little bit.
And when that happens, as we always say, the system, this parasitic system, is going to go bananas, and it's going to lash out like someone drowning and panicking. You know, it's going to be trying to maintain control and order. So obviously, yeah, that's what you're going to see: the fear porn and the terrible, ridiculous, outrageous shows that they're going to come up with. I mean, why aren't Netflix putting up good shows and good content? Get people thinking. Well, they're putting up shows about cannibals that no one cares about that guy anymore, but
it's just like whatever the parasitic agenda is. All the media is owned by the parasites. What they call mainstream media, just, it's not mainstream ideas at all. You know, people don't like that stuff. It's just who has the most money, and these companies have the most money. That's really why it's out there.
And as you said there, you know, with that cutie show, yeah, I mean, they lost billions, didn't they? Was it billions? It was unbelievable. Bad. And they acted like they didn't care. And I think that's what the system do. We're seeing that now in Australia, like I've never seen before. Like, all these news outlets are just losing their stranglehold, and the morning breakfast TV news talking heads, and apparently none of them are doing well, and they're looking at sackings and stuff. But of course, the networks and the big bankers and whatever that own these places. What we've noticed a lot is with these morning breakfast, especially TV shows, you get them, you know, the Good Morning shows in the US. As everybody tunes out and they don't want this material anymore, the networks have to pump their studios up and pump their pay packets up. And they act like, they try to act like they're doing better than ever, and it to trick people. And you go on and it's still all algorithms. You look at their channels, there's no way that many people follow it. And what we do know is that general alternative media gets more views than these mainstream media talking heads now. They're really going down fast. Their newspapers, everything. Yeah. People are tuning out and absolutely sick of it because, and we've talked about this before, it's 2022 and they don't have anywhere else to go. This is the problem for them when you're looking at this parasitic system of fear, because with love and feeling good, as you were talking about before, and this kind of energy, it's endless. There's no limits. But with their fear, they just have to keep going around and around in circles. They can't conjure up anything new. So now they're going back to this terrible content and this sexualized stuff, you know, and people are looking at it and saying, you know what, I'm tired of this. Finally, they're saying, I'm just absolutely sick of this. I feel like I've been here a million times. These people don't have anything new to offer. And it's just stale and boring. And so it's great to see finally enough people are saying, you know what, I've had enough.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all generated by algorithms. Like you said, it's not really anybody's opinions or anybody's likes. It's just they're all AI, and the whole system is AI. And it's the AI coming up with this terrible programming. They don't, you know, they don't understand human nature at all. In fact, they hate us because they're so at odds with us. These are silicon-based life forms. We're carbon-based life forms. They can't live in the carbon-based world. That they hate us, like in The Matrix, when Agent Smith has Morpheus, and he says, I can't stand your smell. I can't be here. He hates the humans. I can't be here in this world. It makes their skin crawl. They're not made for this world. And so they don't understand us. They're like, well, what are we like? Well, we don't have genders. We're AI. Let's be genderless. Let's mix them up. That looks cool. Look at that man turn into a woman. I like that. You know, they're robots. They don't know what we like. We don't like that. So that's really what it is it's just all artificially generated programming, and AI is not intelligent. So artificial intelligence is not really the best term for it, because it's not real intelligence. It's you're letting algorithms run the show. it doesn't know anything. All it can do is program itself, but you don't want that. You want to program your computers to do what you want. They're a tool for us. They're not supposed to generate the thoughts and run our world. But I think it's just one big master computer that's just been set up and it's just running everything. And yeah, all of the networks, all the media, it's all AI.
Yeah, that's right. We do know that. I was talking about that the other day with 9/11, how when that event happened, all the information being fed to the entire planet's media seemed to be coming from one source.
Yeah.
And this happens, and people have started to break this down, you know, where they've done these videos where they show all the media in America and all the different news anchors and reporters saying the same thing. And then once you start noticing this, it's incredible. You can watch the mainstream media on every single channel from morning till night, and they all say the same thing. They're all delivering the same news, just a slightly little bit differently, but they've all got the same tones. They all have the same movements and hand movements. The whole thing is scripted. And once people start to see that, because they think, oh, I'm going down to watch this channel or I'm going to watch this anchor man. We were talking about this a lot on the show. A lot of people out there, that's why they have the anchor man for like 20, 30 years. They always have the same guy on because he's the guy, he's the hypnotist, you know, he's the guy that leads everyone into the freak show. And and you look at all the reporters, they're always like changing them, and they've got this reporter on the ground, you know, they've got the swiping sounds, whoosh, whoosh, and they've got the high tech and the high, nice sets. We talk about that, you know, how they always use the soft blues with the city backdrop. But you start to, once people start to just give themselves a shake and really like start to look at the mainstream media, you can watch it all day if you can tolerate it. I can't. I'm just saying, if you have a look, it's all the same. It's all the same, and they're delivering always the same stuff, and it all seems to be coming from one source.
It is. Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a computer. I mean, the whole thing's, I mean, I'm telling you, it's all computerized, everything. And that's why I say disconnect. And yeah, I'm glad you're not looking at that mainstream news anymore, because I'm not. And I know most people are really tuning out from that. And I don't like to even call it mainstream because of that. People don't like it. It's just well-funded. But it's not mainstream. You know, most people I know do take it with a grain of salt at this point.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. Wasn't that in that movie with, there was a movie with Tom Cruise called Oblivion. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a very strange movie. Yeah, they live in this, up outside the atmosphere there, and they're like terraforming or something. I don't know, but he comes back down. They're doing like mop-up operations or something like that. It's a sci-fi movie, but at the end of the movie, it's actually an AI system that's running everything.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's called Oblivion. Kind of, if you want to just look into it, because it's there's a lot of stuff in that they show you in Hollywood, isn't there?
I know, I love that stuff. Films. I love getting the clues from the movies
The clues and the bits and pieces. Yeah, the well-funded media, as I said, it doesn't bother me at all. I absolutely laugh. It just puts people under a spell, you know. But I think once you give them a few nudges and they start to see it for what it is, it's amazing, isn't it? It'll start glitching.
Yeah,
isn't it amazing? Like, you know, if enough of us start viewing something for what it really is, it kind of starts to glitch, and it won't work anymore. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's starting to happen.
The spell is being broken.
You can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Orgonite is a huge part of that. That's why I encourage everyone to make Orgonite and have it and just experience the mind-altering effects of it. But at the same time, please turn off those cell phones and your wireless internet. I have ways you can live a totally normal life without any of that. I'm not like, you know, just stuck in a cabin somewhere with no communication with the world. I mean, here we are. We're talking across the world right now. And I do have a cell phone for emergencies out there. But I think that, you know, if everyone could just know what its place is for if you have to. It's not something to be making a habit of. Use it if you need it, but generally keep it off. you would see a huge improvement in how your mind works. But I know it's easier said than done. So if you have some time, come to my website and read the article called Hardwire Your Home. Under articles, it's called Hardwire Your Home. And actually on our YouTube channel, The Human Frequency, it's not really a YouTube channel anymore. We're really just only uploading to BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble now. But there's video on available on all three called Hardwire Your Home. It's very recent. So if you just go to any of those channels, you don't have to scroll down too far to find it. And then you can listen to our synopsis if it might be easier than reading it, and learn how to do everything that we do. We have access to everything normal, but without EMF. So there's definitely a lot of benefit you can get for your mind by just turning that stuff off, at least when you don't use it, at least at night when you sleep, and by getting organized in your house. So definitely there's stuff we need to do for ourselves in order to bring about this global change.
That's right. And to wrap up the podcast, just to ask you on this, should people be worried here? A lot of people are very concerned because they're putting up these 5G towers against community wishes. They're just putting them in. They're not listening. Should people be worried living around these towers? I mean, obviously the gifting's going to help, but people think that they can be, you know, targeted through these towers, targeted especially if you're using mobile phones. What do you say if someone's live, if these big 5G towers, and they're pretty big, are being put, you know, in the park down the road or around, if you can see them, should you move? What's the best thing that people can do now? Should they be very deeply concerned about that, what's being emitted off those things?
Well, if you live right on top of it, then yeah, that it would be a cause for concern. But in general, there's nothing to worry about ever when it comes to EMF, because for most of us, we don't need to move if something like this goes in. I mean, if it's like, you know, on your building, yeah, that's going to be something you're going to want to, you know, use your Organite for now and then get out of there eventually. But you know, if it's down the street from you or in the neighborhood, I mean, we've got them everywhere here, even in the mountains. They've put in a lot of new towers over the years. Gift it with Organite. Tower busters are not that hard to make, and we do sell them at a low price at our website. But yeah, definitely you can learn to make those. Put a small, simple piece of Organite in the bushes near the tower. I have instructions on the website too on how to do it. It just needs to be within a quarter mile of it. So if you live within a quarter mile of it, just put it on your windowsill, you know, or just keep it in your house. So no, there's no need to worry. If it's right on your place, yeah, I would make plans to move, unfortunately. But the main problem is that it's not against the community's wishes. Unfortunately, it is exactly what the community wants. They want faster cell phone service. And even the people who say it's against their own wishes, most of those people, I would say like 90-something percent of them, say they don't want 5G, but they use 5G. So if they don't want it, they need to stop using it. There's no reason to use a cell phone except for emergencies or just bare necessities. You know, everybody has the ability. Again, my article explains how. You can do it for just a few dollars a month. You can get a landline phone connected to your internet. You do not need a cell phone. So it's against some people's wishes, but for the most part, most people want 5G. Even the so-called activists who say they don't want it, they want their smartphones and they want it to be healthy. Sorry, it just isn't healthy. You're going to have to give up the smartphone. So yeah, that's really what it is. Definitely at the core of it is, I hear a bird. Is that your bird?
No, just birds around.
Oh, that's so nice. It's so nice tropical sounding birds. But, yeah, I mean, We do not need to use that all the time. And so if someone doesn't like 5G, they need to not use it. The other very important thing about 5G is that it's short range. So if you don't use it, there's not really a problem with there being a transmitter on your street. Now, most of the 5G are actually small transmitters like on light posts and stuff. If you don't bring it into your house, it's not going to affect you. It'll be minimal at most. If you have Organite, very little effect.
So does the Organite mess with the signal going out to people's phones, like how good it works, or it doesn't?
No, it doesn't do that. It just provides a counter field so that EMF is neutralized by something that is like its opposite. So it takes it down to a much less chaotic wave. But you still need to keep that EMF out of your house. So people who are afraid of 5G just need to stop using it, because it's really, you're holding a transmitter yourself when you hold the phone. The transmitter outside is not that powerful. And if you have Organite, it will take care of it. If you're using the smartphone, the Organite will work, but you're still in very close proximity to it and you're still damaging yourself. So I know it's easier said than done, but I recommend that you just make baby steps towards weaning from the phone. At least turn it off at night.
Yeah, it's funny to see the guys at the 5G protest to stop the towers in, and everyone's on phones.
Yeah, what are they protesting? They're protesting their own will. They want it. They love it. They use it.
Yeah, people. Yeah, it's really a phenomenal thing. I was just covering it last night, actually, how unbelievably insane it is now with the mobile phones. Yeah, I mean, everybody's using them, even people in shops. And I was just talking last night, actually, just at the beaches in the summer. You see the lifeguards using it now. I've never seen lifeguards using phones, swiping on their phones. They should not be doing that at all. I mean, you're lifeguarding a beach in summer with a lot of people swimming in there, and the guys on the phone. You know, even you'll see bus drivers.
Oh no!
Yeah, you know, like you just see every second that they've got, they're swiping it out again, and I think it's that. Yeah, those noises, the bling bling, the social media stuff, a message, whatever, and it just it's like a pokey machine, you know. People get hooked on that. Yeah, it's crazy, and I'm just seeing so much of that, unfortunately.
People on these phones.
I hope they can.
It's very hard to tell people not to use them, and usually they react very badly. I do know some people who have actually stopped, besides myself, and are astounded by the effects it's had on their health and psychology, just their mental state. They feel better. They're sleeping better. Their lives are just better. But the thing is that you want that connection, which is why I encourage you to read this article. There's no need to be disconnected. You got your email, you've got all your favorite websites, your social media, you can have it all, but you've got to do it with a computer and you've got to do it at home with it plugged in. That means you can't do it constantly on the go, but you could spend hours every night doing it. I mean, I don't recommend that, but you can actually use your computer for everything related to social media and anything normal that you want to do, videos, etc., everything. I do everything on the computer. I'm fully connected. I got a website I run. We've got a shop. We've got, you know, it's 4 video channels now. I even have my old Vimeo for the combo. I've got a blog on Tumblr. Do I sound disconnected? Yet I don't use any wireless to do any of it. So, you know, there's a way I explain it. It's hard to wrap your head around if you've grown up this way with a phone. I didn't grow up with a cell phone. I'm older. I grew up with a computer, but I didn't grow up with a cell phone. I grew up with a primitive computer by today's standards. So it's very, very possible. And you want to be in control of your technology. And the irony of the whole thing is, I don't like cell phones, but I recognize them for what they are. They are small computers. They have a lot of the stuff you don't want in a computer, the tracking, the EMF, but they are small computers. And ironically, me, who doesn't use one, was recently troubleshooting someone else's iPhone for them to help them get into their email, which Google wouldn't let them into. And I helped them troubleshoot their phone. So it's very important to know your technology. I know the phones. I know how they work. I choose not to use one. I know my computer well, and I control it. And I think, you know, probably the whole world would be, it would probably be great to have some kind of like instructional series on our video channel about how to do all this stuff. That's why I started with a hardwire your home, and I hope that that helps. I really hope that that helps demystify it a little bit and make it less frightening to make that leap, because I have everything here. I got, you know, everything I could want in a computer and communications tools without EMF. So control your technology. That's the important part. Know your computer. Most people who use smartphones don't even know how they work. So anyway, check it out.
They only use them for, those are powerful things. I'm the same. You know, I've got a good computer. It's a little bit old now. I've got it set up. We've got NBN here, so that's copper cabling under the ground. So it's connected that way. My computer's hardwired. I don't need the Wi-Fi on. I have an old phone, which is on the grass now. I don't touch it when I'm calling you because I do podcasting in the day, so I use that, but I've got a headset plugged into it. And so I'm grounded, but I'm not touching the phone as, you know, little as I can. And that allows me to do the podcast in the day. So I do that. But, you know, I don't want to do a million things at once. That's what the TV commercials and telco companies are trying to make you think, like you want to watch Netflix and you want to watch a YouTube video and you want to do social media things and you want to be texting and taking calls all at the same time. This is bloody ridiculous. I don't
want
to do that.
They want your mind to be busy. Yeah, you know. Mind to be busy. And when
who needs that?
When I learned, I used to do Buddhist meditation. I still like to meditate, you know, on my own. I used to go to a Buddhist center and learn Buddhist meditation techniques. And it was all about quieting the mind. And the problem is the mind has gotten busier and busier. And whenever you try to do these mind quieting meditations, the thoughts keep coming back. They keep coming back. What they want is for us to not ever get into that quiet space. They want us constantly bombarded with information and interacting with the computer. Oh, and when I say the computer, I mean the cell phone, whatever you're using. They want you in there constantly. They want your mind very busy. So you can never get to that quiet space that you need for self-healing and to heal the world. And you're going to constantly be working for them. So even in your free time, you're plugged in. You're not relaxing. It's not true relaxation. That's what they want.
Yeah, that's right. Every little bit of spare time people get, you know, in the day they reach for that phone, and that's their downtime, just looking in the phone. So they got you. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. That your downtime and free time should be tossing all that away and reading a book in the sun, going for a walk in the forest, going to the beach, getting out, having some fresh air, you know. So that's the thing. Yeah, they do. As we said, a war on for your mind, eh? They want you in that system and plugged in. And as more people start to see it, it gets
sucks
desperate.
Your time, too. It really sucks your time.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd be amazed how many hours you lose. And you know what? I will tell you this. Yeah. Satan wants your time. Yeah. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's about sucking your labor, your energy, your time. The only thing that you have that is yours is your own labor and your own time. I mean, your life. That's all there is. Your life isn't even your own, ultimately. While you're here, because your life could leave at any time. While you're here, you shouldn't waste your life and don't waste your time. Don't feed that. You feed your mind and feed your soul. And getting outside is perfect. Get away from it. It's hard to do, though. I would have to say with the climate improving, it's certainly become easier. Today, I could get out there. It's partly cloudy. It's beautiful. There's a little shade, cool air, no heat wave like they reported. So the nicer the climate gets, the better it is to be outside. And just get out there and don't worry so much about about anything. Just turn it all off and leave. That's what I do. Every day at some point, I leave and do something outdoors.
Yeah, it's sad to see so many young ones hooked on those phones, isn't it? Even when they're out, they can't enjoy their life. They're living through the phone. So
it's my hope that we can reach people gradually by reducing the energy in the neighborhoods, reducing the DOR, and increasing the OR. This is why we gift to, not just for the weather, but that way somebody who lives near it will get that benefit. And all of a sudden, their mind will be a little clearer, and they'll think straight and perhaps make a good decision that day, perhaps do something to improve their life. So it's a very, very slow process. We have to work on ourselves first. If we're not doing it, then we can't teach someone else. So we have to know ourselves how it all works. I don't know how it all works, but I do know how this part of it works, which is reduce the bad energy, bring in the good energy, get away from the mind control programming, go into the real world. These are the kind of things we just need to do, these exercises to quiet the mind and heal the mind and body.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And I always keep coming back to the Dracula character. That's how I see the system, vampiric. Mm-hmm. I think they're kind of showing you the entertainment, you know. I look at all the technology and the whole system as that kind of character, you know, just feeding on you in every corner of your life. It's just we've got to get this thing off our backs, and I know people will feel better as well. So it's really great podcast today. Anything you want to finish on? Mention your work and websites, but I'd put it all up anyway in the description.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say that we do have the ebook available now. We spoke about that last time, and
I've been
getting many requests, and I put it up now. So it's available through the website, so you don't have to worry about shipping and all that. So my book's available in paperback. It's a full color, beautiful paperback. So if you like holding a book, it's a very beautiful book with lots of pictures. And the ebook is also available now. And pretty soon we'll be getting earth pipes in our shop. We're working on those. And just, you know, check out thekembo.com just to keep up with us. I got the blog. I update it very regularly. You can keep up with our weather here and see how Oregonite has been working. Everywhere we've gifted, we've put it up on the blog. And we have a YouTube channel. Well, it's sort of a former YouTube channel. It's an archive, which we don't post to, because as long as we don't post to it, nothing gets taken down. And hopefully it stays up a long time. At that channel, we have tutorials on how to make TBs and pyramids. We also have the Odyssey, Rumble, and BitChute now. So everything's available through thekembo.com. You can go there and then click on any of those links.
Yeah, that's good. You've put everything in the website, so it's not confusing for people. Everything they need, they can go there. I'll put that up. Very good. Always a lot to discuss, isn't there?
So much
to chat about. But it's a beautiful world out there. I always would say to the folks out there listening, and there's plenty for us to be doing. I know a lot of people may feel a bit paralyzed and hopeless, that they can't help or do anything, but there's just tons to do. And I think something like what you're offering there, especially people to get involved, is a really, really a great way to people to go out and do things, go out on the weekend in their car and just drop those things everywhere, start making them, make them and sell them at markets. There's so many things you can do, but this is a real hands-on way to keep you busy. And I know you guys will be doing that as well. This is keeping you busy making all these organic energy products, and you've got to order it in. You've got to organize it all. You're selling some. You're gifting. You're giving some away. You're doing this, and you're keeping busy all the time doing it, and then going out on your trips to put it everywhere.
And we put out 500 of them.
Amazing.
It was 500 amazing. Of them in Nevada and Utah with a focus on Salt Lake City. It created some phenomenal weather. So if you come to any one of our video channels, you can see the video about gifting in Salt Lake City and around. And then we have a follow-up with a montage of the news reports of the crazy weather that followed. So definitely 500 TBs was a big job. We do this every summer and during the year too. We periodically go out and do a huge project, and they're all documented on my blog.
You're documenting it. Yeah.
Everything. It's in my book. 5 years of it is in my book. Mm-hmm. And if you come to the website and go to the Orgone Energy section, you'll see the gifting trips under Best of Blog. You'll see how to gift. Tons of things you can read. And the two videos are embedded there on how to make pyramids and how to make tower busters of your own. So you can get started on making them and gifting them.
That's right. And the tower busters don't need to be pretty. You just got to make them and put them in the resin and shove them around everywhere.
Toss them in the bushes near the cell towers. Yeah.
Just need your metal shavings. As you said, if people are not sure about that, just get your aluminum.
Yeah.
Aluminium shavings are so cheap. And there's plenty of metalworking factories around the area. So they're always around. And I'm sure those guys have no problem with going in and offering a few dollars here and there to get a few bags or whatever you need. And as you said, also, you can find them online. If people are changing the prices, that's okay. If you feel better ordering them to your house, and people can start making them. And, of course, they can get on your website as well and order bulk. And you are shipping to Australia now, you were saying, even though things have been a bit weird.
Yeah, fortunately we are.
If people
it takes a long time. Sometimes there's major delays. It gets to Australia really quick from here. Like, it takes about a week. But then I don't know what your postal service is doing over there. But there was one that took 3 weeks from the time it arrived in Australia to actually get to the house. But we sent a couple others this week to Australia. Hopefully they get there quicker, because usually shipping to Australia has only been like 2 weeks. But it has been a little weird since computer virus 19. It kind of screwed up the postal services a little bit. But now they are getting there. We are very happy that finally Australia is accepting our packages. They may take a while, but they will get to you.
Yeah, and you offer a really good price. It's really affordable for folks, and so people can do that all through your website and order those now. And also for got lots of listeners in the US as well, that's easy for them to order. And I'm sure many people are onto it anyway, but really good, really nice. And great chatting, and we'll connect next month.
Thank you. It was great talking with you.
All right.
That was cool.
Good there.
Good conversation.
Yes, and not too long. Not too
no,
long.
It's good. It's just the right length that people want to be interested in and not get too antsy.
Yeah, I think it was just over the hour we were talking before I started anyway for about, yeah, about, yeah,
yeah, so very
about
cool.
70 minutes or so, and lots of information, and the podcasts move quick, don't they? There's no
yeah,
umming and
sure
ahhing. Yeah, and people like that. There or lots of info. You cover the ground, you keep it all related, and it's a good process, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm glad you guys are having great weather, too, by the way. It's really exciting. Australia is really kicking ass right now. You guys are, someone is doing some good work over there. Though
yeah,
I know there's a few someones, and then people have been getting our organite, but there's other people making it there too, and it shows.
Oh, no, there is. Yeah, there is. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And now this is a big country for, you know, metals. I think we supply, you know, so much iron ore to the rest of the world. They, you know, like most of Asia build their cities and all their structures on Australian iron ore. That's why I said there's so much metal working going
oh,
on.
It was really
big in school. I actually enjoyed it. It was something that I really loved. I got into a company when I left school. I was doing like aluminium, you know, security frames.
You
know,
were
for
you
windows
welding?
And Yeah, all that. Yeah, learning how to cut the doors and also install. So all aluminium door frames and windows and stuff. Yeah, I just liked metal work at school. So
I did metal work in school.
Yeah,
that's
great.
I welded.
Yeah,
I learned
that's
how to,
right.
Because I went to art school. My education is actually in art. That's why I can do the organite stuff. But yeah, I learned how to weld. And I really enjoyed it.
That's a real skill, isn't it? Well, I guess people who have their own grinders and equipment could buy sheets of metal and do it all, shave it all up at home if you have.
You know,
the
though,
equipment.
That's so much work. It's so much easier to
Too
just get it
much,
from a metal
it?
Shop. Well, we use a ton. I mean, to make the amount of tower busters we make, we have to go back into LA at the end of the week and get more. We just got these two big plastic tubs. We have a Prius, so it's not like we have a big car to carry stuff around, but we get two big plastic tubs full of aluminum shavings, you know, every like 6 months or so, and they last us.
Of course, yeah, you're not using that much, are you, to make each probably?
Oh, but it is a lot, because the last batch we got only like maybe 4 months ago, and we already went through it all because we made, you know, hundreds and hundreds of them for gifting. But yeah, but it's not too much
per dose,
the amount we make is like, we make an astronomical amount of organite. We're literally an organite factory, two-person factory.
Yeah, pumping it out. You can see,
we
yeah,
have to.
You can see, that's right, that's
because
right.
We gift on that, you know, we gift on that large
on that
scale.
Level, on that level.
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
do you put in? What do you put in, like a handful of shavings to each
yeah.
one? Yeah, basically a handful inside and resin over, yeah.
Yeah, you should check out the video, actually. It's,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah,
good
yeah,
tutorial.
Yeah.
If you go to that section of my site called Orgone Energy, it's embedded there. And it's how to make tower busters. You know, it has like 80,000 views on YouTube.
Yeah, it's great. I saw that.
A lot
saw
of
that
people
one.
Are learning from that. So it's not a very long video, maybe 15 or 20, maybe 20 minutes. And it tells you start to finish. It's a good instructional video.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, fantastic. You know, there's a kind of an industrial area not far from here, and you can hear them in there doing the metalwork factories.
Yeah. Those are the guys you want to hit up.
Yeah, definitely.
And for your needs, you know, if you're just making, you know, a few batches for yourself, you really just get a bucket of metal. It'll go a long way, or a couple of buckets of metals. You would be surprised. And aluminum is cheap, although it's crazy. It went up from, like, we were able to get it for $1 a pound, and now it's $2.60 a pound, which is, that's 160% increase, which seems like a lot. And that's why when we bought a lot of it, and then I saw it was like $144. I'm like, what? Well, we bought a lot of it. It just adds up.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I would say, you know, and put all your details in for folks who want to buy them. It's good to get them off you guys, because that goes back into what you're doing, you know, because you're gifting them as well. So it's kind of it works a lot for you. So
you
can buy more
really
and keep going.
That.
Yeah,
it was really nice that we got some people from Australia that I think found us from your show. I know for sure one of them listened to your show. And he got my book. So it's very cool. We appreciate, you know, getting the word out. And I'm going to send you some now. It might take a month, but it will get to you. So I'm going to give you a little sampling.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be nice. And any time, that's fine. I've ordered stuff recently from the UK and US, and it's come in pretty quick.
Oh, good. Okay. So I don't know why I sent a book. The book took a month. I'm like, what the heck, man? But yeah, usually it doesn't take more than a couple weeks.
It should be pretty good now. Yeah.
Just email me your address and we'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
Okay, cool.
And I'm sure we could have a look at maybe putting a little, because sure, I could fit a link up on the sidebar of my website to take people there as well. Could definitely
do
that.
Oh, that'd be cool. Appreciate
it. I've got a little bit of room, but I don't. I never advertise. I haven't done in 5 years.
I'm advertising you. I'm advertising you, Bay. I put you on my blog when we do a show. I put you on the website, and I'm also emailing. What we've been doing lately, since you and I are talking about once a month, that it goes in my email. I've been doing like a little newsletter kind of email at the end of the month. So then I tell people to check out the show. So I've been sending them to listen to your show. So hopefully you get a few new listeners.
That's nice. Yeah, that's great. And I've got some room down on my sidebar as you scroll down, you know. So I like to place things there and keep that going. So let me have a look at that. And
because it's
good product, and you've got them ready to go as well. So but that'd be great. Whenever you send those, I'd love to see them. And and then we can promote them as well and get people into this. I know people.
Well, I'll give you a little sampling.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. No worries. All right. That's fantastic and great show. And we'll organize for our next podcast again, sort of similar time towards the end of next month.
Sounds great.
And I'll let you know via email.
I enjoy it. Thank you for having me on again.
Always great to chat.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
All right. You too.
Thanks.
Okay. Chat soon.
Okay.
Take care.